Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday study of the Word. This Sunday study text is entitled, Praise God with Joy, and it is based on Psalms 100. One of the most inspiring and beautifully written psalms in the Bible is Psalm 100, the only psalm more widely known or memorized is Psalms 23. The psalm begins with a universal and worldwide call or summons for all the inhabitants of the world to recognize, acknowledge, and praise the God of creation, who is also the God of Israel. They should do this by making a shout of praise and thanksgiving, arising out of joy for the blessing of the Creator. Because of this relationship with God, everyone who is called to make this joyful noise is also called to serve, worship, and obey the Lord with gladness and appreciation. This relationship also calls all subjects to come before the Lord's presence with songs and praise, in keeping with the joy, gladness, and thanksgiving God is worthy of. The reason for all this praise, thanksgiving, and joy is because it is known that the Lord, the God of Israel, is the one and only God. He is the one who has made everyone. No one has made themselves. Then the Psalms get personal by extending the closeness of their personal relationship with God. While all creatures and people belong to God, God has established himself a family relationship with some of the people he has made. They are special in the same sense of belonging to one's own household or family. He provides, protects, and watches over them like a shepherd over the flock he cares about. Again, the psalm says how God's people should enter into his presence as those who are grateful and thankful to be in this kind of relationship with their Creator and God. In conclusion, the psalm extols three great attributes upon the Lord. First, God is good. He has done what is in the best interest of those he has made. He wants that which is best for those he made. Next, God is merciful. God has dealt with mankind entirely. God has not dealt with man entirely according to his sin, wickedness, and disobedience. Because God has given man the space and chance to repent of his wrongdoings. And if man repents, God will never bring it up again. His mercy is everlasting, nor does it have an end. And last but not least, the truth about God and the truth of God continues from generation to generation. God is eternal. And all about him is eternal. Whatever there is about God does not cease with the passing of men. God was here before man. God is here with man. And God will be if and when men cease to be. He is the God of all generations. There was a time when scripture memorization was part of formal and religious education. People in my parents' generation knew the 23rd Psalm, and many also knew the 100th Psalm. This is one of the things that is missing in our culture and society today. People are unfamiliar with Scripture and these Psalms. There is something very special about these Psalms because they tell us something about ourselves and about the God who made us, unlike any other passages of Scripture. Let us commit to memorizing them again and teaching and helping generations of people do the same who don't know the God who has made them. Well, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspective on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comment section or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and study and discussion this Sunday. And remember to fear God and keep His commandments.